Able to stand in Amen. Money doesn't qualify you to stand. The only thing that helps you to stand is the Lord. So our message is, Lord, help you to stand and your dependency must be on the Lord. I'm just wondering today, who are you depending on? And I can help you a little bit with your dependency. To help you to find out who you're depending on. When things aren't working out like they ought to work out, do you turn to God or do you turn to man? When the finances are weak and you don't know what to do, are you honest or are you dishonest? Who are you depending on today? When it seems like your whole family structure is falling apart, amen, do you run to the house of God or do you stay home? That tells you who you depend on. If you depend on God, no matter how bad it gets, the psalmist said, I will always lift my eyes to the holy hills from which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. Does anybody know God's your helper? Come on, does anybody know that God's your helper? Does anybody know God's your way maker? So when things get bad, I depend on God.
Yeah.
peace either when you want the law to help you to stand. Because all that God can help you to stand is you got to seek peace. Well, why do I need to seek peace? Because blessed are the peacemakers. Because the peacemakers are called the children of God. So I'm trying to stand, but I'm trying to stand with my own righteousness. Paul said, no, not the righteousness which is of the law, but the righteousness which is of God by faith. So you got to be truthful. You got to be righteous. You got to have all some. What's the last one we asked for? Peace. We forsake so much of God's help because we do it our way. I know what those persons say, do it your way. I don't know who it is. But that's not what God says. God said, do it. So we're trying to stand with God, but we're telling God, I'm going to stand, I'm going to do it my way. Amen. So you got to see peace. He said, above all, take the shield of what do you need faith for? The everything that dealt with the rest. Faith will ward it off. So you got to have some faith. And it says beside faith, you got to, the question fire doesn't make it wicked, but it also you got to have on the helmet of your mind has to be right. So many people in church, but their minds are not right. And then they say, God, why aren't you helping me? God said, I can only help you when you will allow me to help you, but you have to do all you can to stand. Then when you exhausted everything that you can do, God said, then I will still be able to help you to, I'll help you to stand. And then after faith, it says in the heaven of salvation, it says, pray. Because if you do everything in order, the last thing you need to do is keep the word of God. If you do everything in order, you keep the word of God. But when you break the order, how can you have the sword of the Spirit when you're walking in self? So some of us are trying to stand, but we're trying to do it our way. He said that after you've done everything to stand, now keep on praying. Praying always with all
I just want to
me. Take this, take that, take the others. But whatever you do, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. So many are no longer pleasing the Lord, they're pleasing everybody else, including themselves. And then wonder why is my life so miserable? Get back on the Lord's side. Then exchange holiness for happiness. Holiness is walking before God with the best of your ability, doing all that you're going to do. That is right. That's holy. Right? Happiness is, I just want some external factors to control what's happening in my life. Holiness is from the inside now. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So a lot of us are trying to see the Lord, but they're not holy. Well, what is holy? Holy is the purest way of living before God. I can't worry about pleasing you and hurt my God. So I want to be holy. Well, I just want to be happy. Listen, if you go this far, you'll never be happy. Because every time you turn around, it's going to be a new problem. Well, what's the problem? God is trying to bring you back to Him. Amen. So we replace holiness with happiness. We replace sanctification. Look, I've been no big sanctified is set aside for God. We replace sanctification with personal satisfaction. And then we wonder, why can't we stand? Well, I just, listen, you can't make me do that. Be sanctified. As long as you're sanctified, your eyes are always fixed on the Lord. Your eyes are always fixed on the Lord. You're always fixed on God making a way for you. So we're trying to stand, but we're trying to stand outside of God. How can you stand outside of God? Amen? Amen. So then we replace separation. The Bible says, if any man be a Christ, let him come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. So we replace separation with socially being accepted. I just want the people to accept me. You're supposed to be separate. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. He said, and touch not the unclean thing. So I'm trying to live and stand for God, but I'm touching everything God said don't touch. And then I'm wondering in my mind, why is my life falling apart? God can't help you to stand if you're unclean. Amen. Come and say, praise the Lord.
Right, so the current was taking us to the dam. You see the dam. So when my father
The Bible don't let you sin. The Bible is to live right. The Bible is God's instructions for righteousness. I said, don't do that. I said, you're going the wrong direction. I'm going to give you these scriptures to read. He said, well, I don't think the Bible says this. That person is so messed up now. It's only going to take the Lord to help them. You know why? Because they're trying to find ways. And you get little by little. Say, well, I come to church every Sunday, every time I serve. So what the devil does, he says, wait a minute, you're getting too strong. Listen, you're getting too strong. I'm going to make you miss some services. So what happens when you miss a service? You get what? A little spiritual meat. I said, Lord,